Hi, this is Bruce Murray from the Zedcast at Zedcast.com, and you're listening to Journey Inside My Mind with Mr. Dan Johnson Jr. And you've got to ask yourself a question. Do I feel lucky? Well, do you, punk?
Well, I sure hope you do, because it's time to give away some love. That's right, the Brother Love CD giveaway, Journey Inside My Mind, episode 39.
Okay, man, start it up.
Let's get it started in here.
Yes, let's get it started. We're going to go through and name the clips that are in the opening theme, which is part of the contest. Here we go.
Journey Inside My Mind.
Journey Inside My Mind.
106 miles to Chicago. We got a full tank of gas, half a pack of cigarettes. It's dark, and we're wearing sunglasses. Hit it.
Okay, that clip comes from none other than the Blues Brothers from 1980, right before the climactic car chase scene. Let's check this next clip.
I love getting up in the morning. I clap my hands and say, "This is going to be a great day."
And that comes from 1996's Jerry Maguire. That was the agent who gave Jerry his inspiration. Let's check the next clip.
I would like, if I may, to take you on a strange journey.
Journey Inside My Mind.
And that clip is actually toward the beginning of the Rocky Horror Picture Show from back in, let's check here, Rocky Horror Picture Show, 1975.
I see you shiver with anticipation.
Journey Inside My Mind.
As is that clip. That clip is also from 1975's Rocky Horror Picture Show. It starred, who did it star? It had Tim Curry. That was Tim Curry's voice. I don't know who the name of the guy who did the thing is, but that's also starred Susan Sarandon and Barry Bostwick, among other people.
Good dog. Good dog.
Next clip.
I know you're out there. I can feel you now. I don't know the future. I didn't come here to tell you how this is going to end. I came here to tell you how it's going to begin. I'm going to show them a world. A world without rules and controls, without borders or boundaries. A world where anything is possible. Where we go from there is a choice I leave to you.
Journey Inside My Mind.
And this clip right here comes from none other than The Matrix from 1999. It's not the actual clip that's in the movie. I edited this down just so that it can pertain to the Journey Inside My Mind, the podcast, and stuff like that. There's other things that were said that are part of the plot, but that actually suffices for the Journey Inside My Mind podcast. Okay, last clip.
What happens when a man goes through his own portal?
We'll see.
And this probably is the tagline that I'll probably use for the podcast. Here on out, what happens to when a man goes through his own portal? We'll see. That is from Being John Malkovich from 1999 also. One of the strangest movies I had ever seen. It's when a puppeteer discovers that there's a portal that leads literally into the head of the movie star John Malkovich, where somebody can look and they can see through John Malkovich's eyes and live as John Malkovich for 15 minutes. And this particular quote comes after John Malkovich discovers that there is a portal, and so he decides to go into his own portal, which that is a very, very odd scene. So let's do the drawing and see who won the contest. Okay, I'm here with Keisha, and I have written down the names of the people that have entered into the contest with the correct answers, and I put them into this little cup. Keisha found this cup for me to use. And so Keisha's going to mix them up and draw. Come on over here. Why don't you say hi to everybody over in the podcast? You don't have to get really close. Just say
hi.
Keisha and I, we had a good daddy-daughter date I've read.
Thank God it's Friday.
Thank God it's Fridays. Okay, so go ahead and mix those up. And Keith's going to reach in and pull out one slip.
Rich
Palmer from the Miami Valley Music Cast. He is the winner of our Brother Love CD giveaway. So, Rich, I will be in touch with
Rich.
You. That's right, Rich Palmer.
Rich.
Okay. Keisha, you're doing it again. Okay. Rich actually is a relatively local, and I can maybe see if there's a way I can drop this off, or maybe he and I know he had been talking about getting together for a cup of coffee or something like that. So, congratulations.
Journey Inside My Mind.
Yo, what's going on, Dan? This is Brother Love from New York City. I just want to give you a big ups and a big thanks for supporting Brother Love and all the music. I hear some lucky listener of yours won Album of the Year. Well, God bless, and mwah, big kisses. Yo, everybody, check out brotherloverocks.com where you can see my podcast, Brother Love Notes. You can pick up Album of the Year on iTunes or cdbaby.com. Check it out, and thanks so much. We're going to be touring soon, coming to a town near you. But for now, I'm just sitting in the diner weekday afternoon, listening to Dan, baby. Rock on!
welcome to my club. A table for one. Such a sucker. Bye.
Brother Love off the PodSafe Music Network, music.podshow.com. You heard him say with his comments there right before his song, There She Goes. So awesome to get feedback from the artists themselves, even audio feedback like that. I think I had contacted him through the audio studio, the sending him a voicemail message, and he sent one back. So, hey, how about that from the Brother Love himself? And that's what we're doing. We gave away the love. We're giving away the love here on the podcast, Journey Inside My Mind. And didn't have time to announce at the beginning of the show, but if you want to go to the website, jimmpodcast.blogspot.com, there you'll find show notes with complete artist links and to songs that I've played and other good stuff. There's also a companion blog, Journey Inside My Mind, all one word, .blogspot.com, that I post to throughout the week. And if you want to send me any email feedback, danimal0416@gmail.com. And there's also a listener hotline number, 24-hour, 206-666-JIMM. If you want to contact me and leave me a voicemail message that way, or again, you can also do as Brother Love did, is he sent me an audio. There's a link to send me a voice message right there on the website. But for whatever reason that you are here, I'm glad you're listening to it. I can see we're over 13 minutes into the podcast. And got a couple other things that I'm going to share, and I'm going to get out of here. So grateful to Rich Palmer, to Bruce Murray. He gave the show ID. Bruce also sent me some audio feedback about that, about the audio thing. And so this audio thing's pretty neat stuff. I mean, just as a way to share audio comments, because sometimes the audio comments are just mean a little bit more because you get to hear the tone of voice and other kinds of things like that. And you know, I appreciate everybody who participated in the contest, and also those that got help to get the word out about the contest. I know that it was played on I had posted it to promos.podshow.com, and Buckeye Tom. I don't know. I guess that's his nickname. From the Buckeye Drive Time podcast, played it as part of his Ohio moment that he does on his podcast, the Buckeye Drive Time podcast. You can find that over at BuckeyeDriveTime.com. And he recently submitted a new promo himself. So here's that.
So what is the Buckeye Drive Time podcast? It's probably easier to talk about what the Buckeye Drive Time podcast doesn't have. I don't have an open microphone while I'm playing a novelty song so that everybody can laugh in the studio and let you know that it's supposed to be funny. I don't have an intern that I send out into the world to publicly humiliate by wearing a costume or asking ridiculous questions of passers-by. I don't have any hookers or escorts or strippers in the studio. Joy said no. But you do get a quick Ohio moment, a fact or piece of information about the center of the universe, occasionally sports from Mike Castrodale, 3 PodSafe songs, and 3 podcast promotions, and something else here and there when I feel like throwing it in. At the end of your drive, you should feel like you've had fun, been entertained, or a little bit more intelligent. The idea is to be an alternative to the regular morning zoo type drive time that Clear Channel has been pushing on you for years. So check us out at www.buckeyedrivetime.com. And if you like what you hear, go ahead and subscribe, and we'll do our best to help you keep it groovy.
A good way to catch up on some other good music. And speaking of good music, I mean, you know, love playing music from the PodSafe Music Network. And when I listen to the Daily Source Code podcast that Adam Curry puts out, it's been gone through several nickname changes now. We're currently called the Charlie. And but recently, then even this past week, Ed from Ed's Mixed Bag submitted an audio comment about Laura Clapp, this artist he had found out about, and Adam Curry found out about and has played. And let me just share this with you, and then I'll play Laura's song right after that.
Another piece of feedback about PodSafe Music.
Hi, Adam. This is Ed Ovett, host of Ed's Mixed Bag. And I just wanted to say that I had spoken to Dan Johnson, who does a podcast in Ohio called Journey Inside My Mind. And him and I were talking about Matthew Ebel on the chat line. And Dan turned me on to the fact that Matthew had a podcast. I started listening to his podcast in my car, and then I heard him talking about Laura Clapp and playing her song, Hey, Hey, Sister. And then I came home and downloaded the song from the Podsafe Music Network. And then a few days later, I heard from Marcus of the Podshow Music Rewind, who requested I send him a 5-minute clip. So I chose Laura's song, and I understand you heard her on there. Just wanted to say how it never ceases to amaze me how one comment to one person can start a whole string of events turning a relatively unknown independent artist into a fully blossomed, you know, widespread heard
superstar
artist on the Podsafe Music Network or on podcasts in general. So the Podosphere is quite a community, quite powerful. I guess we owe it all to the power of the internet, huh? Okay, so I just wanted to pass that little peek behind the curtain glimpse scenario type of thing to you. Take care.
Yeah, thank you very much. That's exactly the way it went. And I heard the song on the Podshow Music Rewind, which came from you, which came from your contacts, which came from... It's just... This is exactly how it works. This is fantastic. And we've got to keep promoting it. Artists, podcasters, listeners, all alike. This is how the Unlabel all fits together.
One, two, three.
Good morning, vanity. Hung over, half asleep. Just sent a bad decision home. Quick to anticipate which body part she hates while she puts her fake eyelashes on. Every morning, same reaction. Absolute unsatisfaction. Attack, can't do this, can't do that, or she might lose her precious friends. Watch her figure, watch her weight, clean off that empty plate. Girl, you know that ain't no way to live. Time for social intervention.
Oh, man, that is some good music. And guys, I got to get out of here. I got to let you get on to some other listening or whatever it is that you do. Again, send any audio feedback to danimal0416@gmail.com. You can send me an MP3 file that way. Send in, or you can send it through calling the listener hotline 206-666-JIMM. Send me a voicemail message by going over to jimmpodcast.blogspot.com and clicking the send me a voicemail message. Just any kind of feedback that you can provide about what you like about the show, what you absolutely hate about the show, anything you can see that you'd like to hear more of. I have no idea exactly what I'm going to do for the next show, but I'm going to try to come up with something pretty interesting here. Again, you never know what you're going to expect whenever you take a journey inside my mind. So for now, this is Dan Johnson saying, make it a great day.
Roll with the punches. Tomorrow's another day.